lucid dreaming is the concept that you actually are in control of dream sequences that you go through while you're sleeping. It's probably a fine line between a lucid dream and an out-of-body experience. I mean, since some of these things are not something that you can really gauge that well, it could be that some of the lucid dreaming, maybe all of the lucid dreaming that you ever do, is in fact an out-of-body experience. Who's to say that it is or it isn't? I mean, it's a really hard thing to pinpoint. I just know from my experience that there are some dream sequences where I can get control of them. And that's kind of some of the things we want to talk about lucid dreaming. How do you set yourself up to lucid dream? Like I said, I don't think there's that much of a difference between the lucid dreaming and the out-of-body experience. I believe a lot of the lucid dreams that we have are probably more of out-of-body in the sense that our spirit has gone to another plane of existence during that period of time, and we are experiencing some stimuli. I mean, I've done dream sequences where I've trained with people, where I've met people, and I'm talking people from this plane, and we set up a predetermined time or date to actually meet up and talk, and we were able to do that. It's more of an advanced technique, and it's something that is very interesting to say the least, but it does happen, can happen, and it is something that you can do. One of the things that you want to start programming yourself when you go to sleep is to program your subconscious mind that you will be able to experience the lucid dreams that you're having or the experiences that you're having while you're asleep in as real a possible manner as you can. And for instance, you want to start programming yourself so that you will recognize the difference between a lucid dream and a regular dream. I mean, the difference is going to be a regular dream puts you into a scenario where you have no control over it. A lucid dream is where you're in more of a control situation. It's almost like you're there with your physical body, but you're not. One of the things I learned about lucid dreaming that I think this one little technique helps a lot is when you're in a dream sequence is to look at your hands and move your hands. For some reason, that has a way of stimulating and putting you in control of the situation in the dream when you can actually see your hands. Now, of course, in order to do that, you've got to train yourself to specifically recognize inside of a dream. That's the other way you know it's a lucid dream, because inside of that dream sequence, you are actually thinking versus just going for the ride. I mean, most dreams are like a roller coaster ride. You're on it and you're going through it, and it could be changing. Scenes are changing. People are changing very rapidly. Whereas a lucid dream sequence is going to be more like reality, although it may be in an unreality type of place, whatever that means. And once you can get control of it, you're going to understand it. That doesn't mean that every lucid dream that you have, you're going to fully understand everything that went on. You may not remember all of the conversations that went on. You may not remember all the people. You may not even remember names. You'll just remember that you were there, that you were doing a certain thing. The way to keep doing that, again, is to program yourself as you go to sleep, is to start remembering the dreams. Start remembering the dreams. Being able to be aware that when you go to sleep, you'll see your hands, you'll see your feet, you'll see your whole body when you're in that sequence. Because a lot of times when you're in dreams, you don't see those parts because you never focus on them. I want you to now start to program your mind when you go to sleep. And you can do something like this. You know, as I lay down to sleep, I'm penetrating deep into my subconscious mind. I have at my command all the powers of my subconscious mind that God has blessed me with. I can send my mind across time and space. I want to be able to recognize every lucid dream sequence that I go through tonight. I want to be able to be involved to the point where I will understand and know that I am actually in a lucid dream versus a regular dream. I want to be in control of all my actions and situations in these dream sequences tonight as I go to sleep. That's just one off the cuff. But you can just say something like that. Put it in your own words. But again, every night before you go to sleep, start talking to yourself that way. Start implanting those instructions. Again, you're planting instructions in your subconscious mind that you want to have done. If you believe it, it'll come to pass. If you don't believe it, it won't. But this is how you start to get control of understanding those lucid dream sequences that you're going to be going through. Because as you increase your energy and start doing meditation, you will all absolutely have more lucid dreams. And by getting in control of those, you're going to be able to, number one, remember them more, but you're also going to be able to see the significance and also the impact that they're going to have when you realize that it's almost more real than dream. And the question I have for you, is it a dream or is it?